October 22, 2010. A poor soul appears. All praise be to Jesus. Glory to Mary, Queen and Mother. I come as I have been sent to dictate to you messages about purgatory. Do not reject this grace. Maureen notes, I see an old woman in charred clothing and I smell smoke. She has appeared many times before, but has never spoken, so I ignored her. The poor soul says, purgatory should not be feared, daughter, but seen as a grace. But at the same time, souls should do all in their power to avoid imprisonment here. This is a place of reparation for sins that are forgiven but not atoned for. At the same time, it is a place of preparation for entrance to eternal joy. Here the soul is perfected if he has not been perfected in the world. The soul is made beautiful in the eyes of God. Because this is a place which prepares the soul to be in God's presence, it is also a place of separation from God, and this is the greatest suffering of all. The soul at his last judgment is in God's presence, and even temporary separation from this perfect, eternal love is agonizing. The prayer that moves the souls most rapidly through purgatory is the Holy Mass. Next is the Holy Rosary. No one needs to believe in purgatory to be assigned there. Purgatory is a reality, does exist, and disbelief is not an avoidance of this place of reparation. Disbelief, however, if it is dictated by your tenets of faith, can be a reason for a longer stay. I will speak soon about various crimes that lead a soul into purgatory.